to call him. Had to call her something.
On with the earwigs. CDs are at the Cameron.
Okay, I'm going to tell you this for the last time. I am not Bob Wiseman, and you are not listening to CJUM 101.5 in Winnipeg.
We'd like to briefly introduce you to the fellas in the band. We have Woody Shaw on trumpet, Joe Henderson on tenor, Teddy Smith on bass, and Roger Humphreys on drums. What a nice hand for the fellas. Thank you very kindly. Thank you. Thank you very much.
All right, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to 52nd Street, Winnipeg's home of classic jazz. My name is Jay. For the next hour, I'll be your host right here on 101.5 UMFM. And we've got a great little performance for you tonight. We're, of course, are part of our summer concert series. And during the summer concert series, we take an hour to focus on just one artist and hear what it would be like to listen to them live. And this is an interesting recording because though recorded in 1965, it actually didn't emerge and wasn't released until after 2011. 2011 it was found and sort of cleaned up off of a tape that was made by an engineer and then released many, many years after the death of Horace Silver. So tonight we are listening to Horace Silver live at the Penthouse in beautiful Seattle, Washington. It's actually two nights, August 19th and August 12th. And I say it that in that order because we started off with the introduction and the song called No Smokin', which is a Horace Silver composition that was recorded on August 19th. And we're going to end the show with August 19th. The rest of the performance, the rest of the show, comes on August 12th of 1965. Now, for those of you who know a little bit about Horace Silver, you'll know that he's considered to be one of the great innovators and fathers of soul jazz or funk jazz, however you want to call it, very much integrating the style and the popular R&B style along with the hard bop influences of the jazz world and creating a new sound together. And it's fascinating because he is somebody who had a number of records. In fact, he recorded over 30 albums from 1952 to 1980. And yet this is probably the most popular time of his career. One of the reasons the most popular time of his career is that in August of 1965, we find him just on the heels of the one hit that he had in his career. The song, of course, is called Song for My Father. We're going to hear it in a few minutes, so I won't get into the details right now. But that song actually followed Watermelon Man and the Sidewinder as a jukebox hit. So there's a series of jazz songs that crossed over in 1965 and sort of this R&B kind of funky jazz. And Horace Silver, very much the founder of that, he started recording music that was deeply influenced by that R&B style as early as 1952, certainly as early as 1954. And so by 1965, we have Horace Silver, who's a star. He's been doing this for a long time. He's respected in the jazz world, and by chance, he has a hit. Now, just to put it in perspective, it hits the top 200 list, peaking at number 95. So it's not a number one single, which is why you're saying, oh, I don't really remember that one. But it's the most famous song of his career. In fact, most people remember him for this song. So you've just heard him introducing the band. Let me just talk to you just a little bit about the band. This was probably his best band. It's certainly his most versatile, probably his most virtuistic band. And so you're going to hear a bunch of songs today where there's a lot of balance. You heard this already from tonight. Teddy Smith on bass, Roger Humphrey stellar on drums. And then the front line, Horace Silver, of course, on piano. The front line is two very contrasting musicians. You've got Woody Shaw, whose virtuosity and technical brilliance are showcased on trumpet. And he will take flight tonight, as you already heard on the song No Smokin'. But he's offset by the great Joe Henderson on tenor saxophone. And Joe Henderson, an equally important figure in jazz and someone who had a resurrection of his career in the 1990s, had already, at this young age, had really established himself. He was already a veteran of this band. And whereas Shaw is hot and boppish and frenetic, I won't say he's cooler, but he's much more melodic and he's much more sophisticated in terms of a melodic sort of and lyrical style is Joe Henderson. So you have these contrasting frontmen, and then you've got Horace Silver playing this wonderful kind of piano, which is funky and elegant and sophisticated, all the things that Horace Silver is. So it's interesting. It took so long for this to come out, 46 years later. But it's probably one of the best examples of Horace Silver live. And so we really wanted to do this show tonight because it's a chance for us to get back to the roots of what this series is about, which is what it would be like if it was August 12th, 1965. You're in the Penthouse, which is an ironically named club because it's actually in the ground floor of the Kennedy Hotel in downtown Seattle. And we're about to listen to The Kicker, the only song off the album that's not written by Horace Silver. It's written by Joe Henderson. But here it is on 52nd Street.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, this is a good band, isn't it? Horace Silver. Silver in Seattle, live at the Penthouse from August 12th of 1965. If you're joining us, we are continuing the summer concert series, and we are doing Horace Silver live at the Penthouse. Great recording, as you've heard. Horace Silver on piano, Woody Shaw on trumpet, Joe Henderson on tenor saxophone, and Teddy Smith on bass and Roger Humphreys on drums, both of whom absolutely stellar in their approach and just holding this band together. You know, you don't notice a good drummer when there's an ensemble playing, but you notice them when they solo. And Roger Humphreys does both. All right. Coming next, we're going to do two in a row. We're going to go into a song called The Cape Verdean Blues, which is sort of a nice calypso kind of thing. It's actually a song written for Horace Silver's father, because he's from Cape Verdean. But before we get there, we'll go to the song that was a hit for him called Song for My Father. So we're going to group these two together because one is literally called Song for My Father and the other is a tribute to where he's from. Now, I mentioned earlier that this album peaked at number 95 in July of 1965 on the Billboard 200. And it really has become his best known track. And it's interesting, right? Because I always think of sort of The Preacher and Doolin, but this is a song that people like. You will, if you're not a jazz fan, you'll recognize it. And let me just say, it sort of opens with this kind of funky bass line riff and this kind of soul piano jazz groove. There's a reason people love this song. It's moody, it's mysterious, and it caught the ears of so many listeners in 1965. And when you think about it, you know, you had a very... This is before the psychedelic era really took over. So the pop era, I mean, you had the Beatles, obviously, at the height of their career. But the pop era is very, very poppy. And the jazz scene has gone a little bit crazy in some of the free jazz sort of statements that were being made. So this kind of... It's a nice middle ground that brings everything together nicely. The album that you're about to hear, the recording, is actually pretty similar to the track. It actually stays pretty close to the, in terms of the overall format, the style, the arrangement, stays pretty close to the original. So the reason that many of you will know it, though, just before I get into it, we're going to do the two in a row, is that in 1974, Donald Fagen, that's right, the Donald Fagen from Steely Dan, used it in the... to open the song "Ricky, Don't Lose That Number," and so if you're a Donald Fagen fan, and you recognize the song, this may be one of the places you know it from. You may know it as just a jazz fan, but it's actually been sampled as well on a song that, of course, also became a hit some 9 or 10 years later. So, Song for My Father and the Cape Verdean Blues. Taking you back to Seattle, August 12th, 1965. You were at 701 Kennedy Street. Kennedy. Sorry, 701 First Avenue at the Kenneth Hotel, the ground floor at the Penthouse Club. Here they are, Horace Silver and his quintet. Thank you. Oh, there you go. Cape Verdean Blues from our live recording back in Seattle in 1965. You know what I love about jazz shows? I've played four tracks, and I'm about to play a fifth, and it's the last one, and it's like 8:45, 15 minutes left. It's still too long. All right, so we are going to finish tonight. Those last three are from August 12th of 1965. We're jumping back to August 19th, 1 week later, and we're going to hear Sayonara Blues. Now, Sayonara Blues is a recording that Horace Silver and his group had done in 1962 off of their album Tokyo Blues after a tour in Japan, sort of just influenced by the music there. And this is just a nice track, just like every other track this evening. Exceptional musicianship, in a very tight group, a series of contrasts within the group that balance each other out nicely, and an attentive, I would say this, an attentiveness and a thoughtfulness to all of the solos and all of the arrangements in tonight's performance. Like this album, good album, solid album, fun album for everyone to listen to. So we're going to end tonight with Sayonara Blues. Till next week, next Sunday night at 8, this is Jay saying take it easy. Don't forget to support your local jazz scene and your local arts scene. Thanks so much for listening. Hope you have a great week. And here now, Horace Silver with Woody Shaw, Joe Henderson, Teddy Smith, and Roger Humphreys, live at the Kenneth Hotel, 701 First Avenue South in beautiful Seattle, with Sayonara Blues. Have a good night.